Yes, indeed, you and I are fit for life, not just physically if you work out, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Our Lord gives you that freedom, that ability to be fit, not on your own, but because of Jesus. We're going to learn about that again today and how we pray. But first, I wanted to say this. Some say that to form a habit, you know what a habit is, something that you keep doing. Some say to form a habit, you have to do the same thing in a row 5 times. You ever think about that? 5 times. So if you do the laundry 5 days in a row, you just formed a habit that somebody I think would be appreciative of. Or let's say if you miss church, 5 weeks in a row, that's another habit. Habits are all about consistency, doing the same thing again and again. And habits can be good or bad, right? We know all those. But how do we form a good habit? And how do we think of prayer as a good habit? In church, it's really easy, right? We do the same thing a lot of different ways in Sunday worship. And when it comes to the Lord's Prayer, we can pray it and pray it and pray it and pray it and pray it. And we sometimes forget what it means, right? We forget why we do these things here in church. And maybe it becomes a bad habit because we do things meaninglessness or thoughtlessness. To form a habit means we're thoughtful of why we do it. So in order to do that, let's do this. Today we're going to learn about the Lord's Prayer. What's the prescription for God's fitness in our life? It's to call upon Him in prayer. That's the doctor, what he wrote in your drugstore prescription. So let's pray together that same prayer that Jesus taught us. Let's see if we learn something else, and we'll do it thoughtfully. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Somebody's talking. Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called who? Called you? I didn't call anybody. I'm praying, guys. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven. Here I am. What's on your mind?
Oh, God, I didn't mean anything, but I was, you know, just saying the prayer for the day. I, as a pastor, always say the Lord's Prayer, and it kind of makes me feel good. It's like getting a duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
Hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just a part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Huh. That makes kind of sense. Never really thought about what hallowed means before. Okay. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
And what are you doing about it?
Doing about it? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you had control of everything down here like you do up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked. What about your temper? You've really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kinds of books you read and what you watch on TV?
Hey, stop picking on me. I'm just as good as any of the rest of the people here today.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
All right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I'd really like to cut out some of those things, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I really need to finish this up here. The clock is ticking. We have a meeting after church. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. All right, give us this day our daily bread.
You could cut out the bread. It'd help you lose weight.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this, criticize the pastor day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups. Praying's a dangerous thing, you know. It could wind up changed.
That's what I'm trying to get across to you. Keep praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared, too.
Scared? Of what?
I know what you're going to say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
And what about Steve?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring him up. Why, Lord, he's told lies about me. He's spread stories about my family. And he never even paid me back the money he owes me. I swore to get even with him.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness inside of you, is it?
No. But I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, I've got some plans for that guy. He wish we never even moved into this neighborhood.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Steve. Then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Steve's problem and not yours. You will have settled your heart.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than that, I want to get revenge against Steve. I really want to just be right with you. But all right, I forgive him. Help him, Lord, to find the right road in life. He's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the things he does to others has to be out of it. Some way, somehow, show him the right way.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Not so bad. Not bad at all, actually. I feel pretty great. You know, I don't think I'll have to go to bed uptight tonight for the first time in the first time I can remember. Maybe I won't be so tired from now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
You're not through with your prayers. Go on.
All right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Don't turn the TV on when you know the laundry needs to be done and Megan needs the house to be picked up. Also, about the time you spend with your friends. If you can't influence the conversation to positive things, perhaps you should rethink the value of those friendships. Another thing, your neighbors and friends shouldn't be your standard for keeping up. And please don't use me as an escape hatch.
What do you mean by the last part?
Sure, you understand it. You've done it lots of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get in trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess. And I promise you, I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, Lord, and I'm ashamed. I really am.
Which bargain are you remembering?
Well, there was the night when I was home alone, and the wind was blowing so hard I thought the roof was going to go any minute, and tornado warnings were out. I remember saying, oh God, if you just spare me, I'll never skip a devotion again.
I protected you. But you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am. Up until now, I thought if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like this.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would really bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No. But I'd like to know. I want to please you. I can see what a mess I've made of my life. And I can see how great it would be to be really one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that happening between us. Now that some of these old sins are exposed and out of the way, there's no telling what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
Well, as you can see, prayer is a dangerous thing. You never know who's going to show up. And like prayer, habits produce good results and thoughtful habits of remembering what you're exactly saying. So just like we did today, remember today to slow it down. Think of what you're saying and put some meaning into it. As you do, you'll be fit for life. But know that there's another question for you today. As we consider praying, talking, and having a conversation with God, when was the last time you prayed for something that you are glad God answered your prayer differently than what you intended? Ever have that? You pray for something and God gives you something even better, more than you could even have hoped for. Think of a time, and if you come up with one, share it with me. While you do, know that there's also another challenge for us today. We're not just spiritual beings. We are body, soul. We are whole people. And that means we have another fitness goal. We talk about prayer, consistency. Consistency leaves habits. So have a habit this week to spend 5 to 10 minutes in the morning. Church doesn't count. 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to say a prayer, just you and God. Or a silent time of meditation just to reflect and hear the sounds around you and thank God. 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, 5 to 10 minutes in the evening, when you wake up, when you go to bed. After five times when you made that new habit, even if you're doing it already, if you're realizing that, you'll know what God is doing already in you. And you'll see that you are fit for life.